Leftist public school indoctrination bill moving forward in Springfield. The noxious leftist inclusive curriculum bill, created by two Chicago-based homosexual slash trans activist organizations, that is, Equality Illinois and the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance, is moving through the Illinois Senate. The central goal of this unfunded mandate that robs schools of local control is to use curricula in government schools to transform the way children think and feel about homosexuality and biological sex rejection, also known as transgenderism. If passed, this indoctrination bill will require that any book or book substitute that will be used as a text or text substitute in grades K through 12 include the role and contributions of homosexuals and of men and women who adopt opposite sex personas, also known deceptively as transgender. In other words, all materials used in schools will be required to address the roles and contributions of people who define themselves by their disordered sexual desires and sexual behaviors. In addition, this bill will require that the teaching of history of the United States in public schools shall include a study of the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and this state. And there's more, and I quote, "This instruction shall be designed to teach that LGBT individuals have a rich history and have made substantial and valuable contributions to society, including government, arts, sciences, mathematics, sports, education, and in the economic, cultural, and political development of society. The instruction shall teach about the rich advocacy among the LGBT community and the LGBT community's allies to be treated equally. Instruction shall reinforce that all people, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, that is to say, cross-dressing, have a right to be treated with civil, legal, and human rights, and as full human beings above all else. When possible, adults, including school district employees who openly identify as LGBT, and other openly LGBT adults in the community that the school district may decide to consult with, should be involved in the development and delivery of this instruction at the discretion of the LGBT individuals," end quote. There are no good reasons for teachers or textbooks to mention or discuss the sexual interests of contemporary or historical figures who have contributed something noteworthy to society. Their exceptional accomplishments should be noted, but their sexual proclivities, especially controversial sexual proclivities that many view as both immoral and destructive, have no place in public schools. Homosexual and trans activists are not centrally concerned about ensuring that the accomplishments of, for example, Sally Ride, James Baldwin, and Oscar Wilde are included in curricula. They already are. Homosexual and trans activists from Equality Illinois and the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance are centrally concerned about ensuring that students know that Ride, Baldwin, and Wilde were sexually and romantically attracted to persons of the same sex. Homosexual and trans activists seek to transfer the good feelings children and teens have about accomplishments to homosexuality and opposite sex impersonation. It's a ploy to render disordered feelings and immoral actions innocent by association with accomplishment. But the quasi-religious, ontological, and moral dogma of the homosexual and trans communities regarding biological sex, gender, and gender identity are not facts and are not neutral. They are articles of faith, arguable beliefs that government schools have no right to propagate either explicitly or implicitly. Taxpayers should no more be forced to subsidize material based on the quasi-religious beliefs of homosexual and trans activists than they should be forced to subsidize material based on the beliefs of, for example, the polyamorous community. Would any lawmaker vote in favor of mandating that schools teach about the roles and contributions of polyamorists and polyactivists, or the roles and contributions of other communities whose identities are constituted by what many view as disordered desires and immoral volitional activities, like amputee wannabes, infantilists, zoophiles, sadomasochists, and sibling lovers, that is, those who experience genetic sexual attraction. LGBTQ activists take umbrage at such comparisons, declaiming that their sexual predilections constitute an authentic identity somehow set apart from those who identify as polyamorists, amputees, or babies, to which others would respond, "Well, who are you to judge?" What if children or their parents experience such desires, engage in behaviors impelled by such feelings, or identify as poly, amputee wannabes, or infantilists? What if they experience unwanted minor attraction, genetic sexual attraction, or zoophilia? If homosexuals and trans-identifying persons should see their predilections represented in curricula, shouldn't these other sexual interest groups see themselves represented in curricula? Should the accomplishments of people throughout history who experienced such feelings be excluded simply because they don't yet have a powerful lobbying group that invents language that cloaks their beliefs in the appearance of objective facts? We all know that schools, at least for now, wouldn't teach about the accomplishments of polyamorists, amputee wannabes, sibling lovers, zoophiles, infantilists, or sadomasochists. Even if school leaders believed the feelings of those in these groups were powerful, persistent, and unchosen, and even if school leaders believed biochemistry influences the development of their feelings, school leaders would not allow K through 12 students to be taught that an important historical figure was a polyamorist, amputee wannabe, sibling lover, zoophile, infantilist, or sadomasochist. And why is that? The reason is not merely that no one has yet demanded that they do so. The reason is that school administrators and board members, at least for now, believe the behaviors integral to these conditions are unhealthy, disordered, and immoral, and that teaching about the role and contributions of those who engage in them would serve to normalize the phenomena. Well, here's an inconvenient truth. Many believe the same about homosexuality and the science-denying cult of biological sex rejection. What right have arms of the government, that is, public schools, to treat the beliefs of leftists on those two issues, homosexuality and opposite-sex impersonation, as if they were objectively true? Please go to this article online and take action. You can contact your lawmakers through this article on the website.